Hi. An important part of the Cinco de Mayo celebration is the performance of national dances and music from Mexico. Now, these are the national dances because it's a national holiday. What I'm going to do today is explain to you how these dances, one of the dances, developed, and that is the Jarabe Tapatio, which you probably know as the Mexican hat dance. To explain to you where that dance came from, you have to imagine coming to the North American continent before there were any Europeans, so that the only people here would have been American Indians. Now, the Indians in the Bajio region of Mexico were called the Tarascans, and these Indians did dances that were based on everyday activities, such as giving birth, I guess that's not everyday, the harvest, to celebrate marriage, to celebrate actually death, and to celebrate fertility. When these Indians were still dancing when the Spaniards arrived. Now, the Spaniards brought with them flamenco dance. Now, flamenco comes from the gypsies who came from Asia through India and down through into the southern part of Spain. Their form of dance was very different from the Indian form of dance. The Indians tended to be very sedate and very serious, and to imitate animals such as the birds mating dances for the fertility dances. On the other hand, the flamenco dances from the gypsies were passionate and so expressive that they were almost completely opposite. So now we have these two cultures colliding, and that's sort of what happened to the dance. Whereas a flamenco dance brought zapateado. Zapateado comes from the word zapato, shoe. And so zapateado is the dance of the shoes. And so they made a lot of noise with their shoes. And when that combined with the Indian dance, it came developed into something that we know now as jarabe. So when you hear jarabe, it's going to have some footwork in it. Then the tapatio just refers to the area of Jalisco. And this is where many of the national dances are from because of the town of Puebla, which you probably have heard a lot about by now. Poor Heather's just holding this skirt. I really am going to get to it. The costume that goes with the Jarabe Tapatio is called a China Poblana. Now, China is a Spanish word for China. So, yes, now we have China, India, Spain, and the American Indians colliding in one dance. But the myth or the legend is that there was a Chinese princess that was brought to Mexico to work in Puebla as a servant. And she was lovely, and the villagers pretty much fell in love with her, and they wanted to be like her, so they made these skirts, and all of the women in the village ran around in these little chinita, or a china skirt. Then you have Zaragoza coming, and the Battle of Puebla, and the independence of Mexico happening. So what the women did was take their poblana skirts and sew on a more national motif. So they used the colors of the Mexican flag, green and red and white, and also some of the symbols of Mexico. I don't know if you can see this clearly, but that should be an eagle, and this should be kind of a serpent. And this would be Heather, and she's been very patiently holding the China Poblana costume. What we're going to show you now is a form of jarabe that's performed by Corina, who's a member of the Roy Lozano Ballet Folklorico de Tejas. The dance was choreographed primarily by Roy Lozano, and it's under the direction of Jesus Chuy Chacon. The name of the dance is La Negra.